So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed Rabbi Yechonah Mereka's opinion regarding Ha'omer Ish Pleini Yerushayni B'Mokim Shesh Bas, Biti Terushayni B'Mokim Shesh Ben. For Shchimra, a dying person assigned all his assets to a distant relative as an inheritance, but excluded the closer relative, such as the assets should go only to his brother and not to his daughter, or only to his daughter and not to his son. Rabbi Yechonah Mereka says, Im Amra Al Misha Roli Yarshay Dvarv Kayamin. If he assigned the assets to an eligible heir, the tzava is effective because the pasuk states, "Bahayim b'yam enchila es banav." The word "enchila" implies that the father has the authority over inheritance, and this teaches "Hatayru nasnu reshus la'av lahanchila chol mishayirza." The father has the right to bequeath his assets to any heir of his choice. The Gemara inquires, "Bayi Rava, b'bari hayich." What would be the halacha regarding a healthy person who assigned his assets to an eligible heir? Do we say ki kam Rabbi Yechonah Mereka b'shchiv mara debar oroisihu aba b'bari loy? Perhaps this halacha applies only to a dying person, because since the Yerusha is imminent, this can be considered b'yom hanchiloy. However, this halacha does not apply to a healthy person, because since the Yerusha is not imminent, this cannot be considered b'yom hanchiloy. Or afa l'b'bari nami, this halacha applies even to a healthy person. The Gemara brings proof that this halacha applies even to a bari from a b'raisa regarding kesubas benin dichrin. If a person's wife dies before him, he inherits all her assets and her ksuba. When he subsequently dies, the Chacham initiated that the sons of each wife inherit their mother's assets and ksuba, and it is not divided equally among all his children. The Braisa states, Tashma, the Amalai Reb Nosson l'Rebbe, Shenisim Mishnaschem k'b'yechonim b'mereka. Reb Nosson said to Rebbe, your ruling in the Mishnah in Masechet Ksubas regarding Benin Dichrin concurs only with Reb Yechonim b'mereka. The Mishnah there states, Lo'kasev l'Benin Dichrin, Chayiv Shetnai Bezenhu. If the husband did not write the clause of Benin Dichrin into the ksuba, the stipulation is still in effect and the sons receive their mother's ksuba because it is an obligation imposed by the Chacham upon all. As the Gemara explains, Reb Nosson holds Yirtun Tnan. The ksuba wording for this clause is Yirtun, an inheritance, in which the sons of the wife with the larger ksuba receive a larger inheritance than the sons of the wife with the smaller ksuba. Now, this stipulation can take effect only according to Rabbi Yechonah ben Mereka, because he holds a father has the authority to give one son a larger Yerusha than another. However, this stipulation cannot take effect according to the Chacham, because Shehisna Mashakas B'Teira. This stipulation contradicts the Hilchas Yerusha in the Teira, that the inheritance must be divided equally among all sons. The above discussion proves that Rabbi Yechonah ben Mereka's halacha applies even to a Bari, because he compares Ksubas Benin Dichrin to the halacha of Rabbi Yechonah ben Mereka. And since Benin Dichrin is part of the Ksuba at the time of the marriages when he is usually in good health, it must be that the halacha of Rabbi Yechonah ben Mereka applies even to a Bari. The Gemara proceeds with two other explanations of the Mishnah and Ksubas, and the halacha of Ksubas Benin Dichrin may concur even with the Chacham's opinion. Rabbi answered Reb Nosson, Yisvud Tinan. The ksuba wording for this clause is yisvun, a gift, and kesubas benin dichrin is considered a matana while he is alive, not an inheritance after he dies. Therefore, this tanai does not contradict the Torah because it takes effect before he dies. Rebbe, however, rejected this explanation because the kaimalon benin dichrin loitarfim emeshabdi. Benin dichrin cannot be extracted from properties that the father sold to others after the ksuba was written, and this can only be true if yirtun tanan. This feature is considered a Yerusha, and since it takes effect only after he dies, it cannot be collected from Mishabadim. But this cannot be true if Yisvun Tanan, that this feature is considered a Matana, because since this takes effect immediately, this can be collected even from Mishabadim. Abaye says, even if we assume that the wording for Benin Dichrin is a Yerusha, the Chacham would agree that it takes effect, because the Ksuba mentions both, Benin Dichrin a Yerusha, and Mezoinus, the unmarried daughters who are not eligible for Yerusha, will receive support from the father's estate. And since Mezoinus is definitely a Matana, Havala Zeb Matana ula Zeb Yerusha, we apply the halacha of the previous Mishnah of Kofchov test that states, Kasa be mentchila be me'emtza be mesayf mishum Matana dvarv kayamen. If a person wrote a will for Yerusha with different amounts, and he also added the word Matana either in the beginning, the middle, or at the end, his Matana is effective because, as Rashi Masechta Zivamos explains, the Mede'at Koloshim Matana B'Hayishtar Tzava L'Chad Minayu Kulu Nami Matana Ninu. Since the word Matana was used in this Tzava, it applies to all the people and fields that are mentioned in the same Tzava. Therefore, even though the clause of Benin Dichrin reads Yirtun, it is also a Matana and it could take effect. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, HaKosev kol nechasav le'ishtoi lo asa el apetrapa. If a dying person assigned all his assets to his wife, She becomes the manager of this state, but she does not receive these assets because, as the Rashbam explains, Oimer Hadasu, the Ein Adam Manich Espanav, Venois Nakola Ishtai. There is an assumption that a person would not exclude his children from their inheritance. Therefore, we must say, L'Niskavin Ela Lasaisa Apetropik Ede Shechalku Labanav Kavit. His intention was merely to appoint his wife to manage the estate so that his sons will fulfill their obligations and give her proper respect. The Gemara continues with several other applications of this halacha. Pshita b'noi ha'godol lo esoa el apotropos. If he assigned all his assets to his oldest son, the same is true. The son becomes an apotropos, but he does not inherit all the assets. Because reitzohu shechalku lo achiv kaved shahari chayav mechvaydei. The father wants his sons to give respect to their oldest brother. And even regarding b'nai katan hamutal ba'arisa, lo esoa el apotropos, if he assigned all his assets to his youngest son lying in the cradle, he becomes an apotropos, but he does not inherit all the assets, because reitzu b'chvaydei. Regarding achar b'matana, if a person assigned all his assets to a complete stranger, he receives all the assets and does not become an apotropos, because l'chvaydei l'chayesh. The father is not concerned for his honor, and if his intention was that he becomes an apotropos, he should have specified so. Ishtei arusa v'ishtei grusha b'matana. If he assigned his assets to a wife who was only engaged to him but not yet married, or to his divorcee, she acquires all the assets and does not become an apotropos because kivin delei gayis b'hu l'chashash b'chvaydin. Since they're not intimate, he's not concerned for her honor. The Gemara inquires about the following. Ibailahu bas itz labanim ahu. What is the halach if he wrote all his assets to his daughter and excluded his sons from their yerusha? Is this considered imatana, because lechash lechvayda, father is not concerned for his daughter's honor? Or she becomes an apotropos because chash lechvayda, a father is concerned for his daughter's honor? As when the assets are not sufficient for both the daughter's mezainis and the son's yerusha, the daughter gets all the assets for mezainis to maintain her honor. Isha itzla b'nei habal mahu. What's the halacha if he wrote all his assets to his wife and excluded his sons from a different wife? Is this considered imatana, because their obligation to respect her is secondary and loy chash lechvayda? Or she becomes an apotropos because chash lechvayda? Isha itzla achamahu. If he had no sons or father, and he wrote all his assets to his wife, and excluded his brothers from their yerusha, is this considered imatana, because they have no obligation to give her respect, therefore lechash lechvayda? Or she becomes an apotropos because ishtei kegufei, he wants everyone to give his wife respect as they would for him, therefore chash lechvayda? Vinim Meshmedi Rabbah says, Bekulu Laikana, in all these cases she becomes an apotropos and does not acquire the assets, aside for Ishtei Arusa v'Ishtei Grusha, and accordingly Bas Itz Labanim Laikana. While Rav Avira Meshmedi Rabbah says, Bekulu Kani, in all these cases she acquires the assets and does not become an apotropos, aside for her Isha Itz La'achin v'Isha Itz L'Bnei Habal, and accordingly Bas Itz Labanim Kana. This discussion continues in the next half.